And isn't that lovely? It's from the 18th century composer Corelli's Christmas Concerto. That concerto is on the program for the upcoming holiday performance of the Baroque artists of Champaign-Urbana, also known as Bach. The program, called A German Baroque Christmas, will be performed this Saturday evening, the 20th of December, at 7:30 p.m. at Holy Cross Catholic Church in Champaign. My guest in this portion of the program is the co-founder and music director of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, Chet Alwas. He is also on the faculty of the School of Music at the University of Illinois, and he's here to tell us more about Bach and Saturday's program.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, the notes for the recording we played a moment ago say the final movement of Corelli's Christmas Concerto embodies the Roman tradition of serenading the infant Christ. Did that in any way guide your choice of selecting this music for the concert or selecting the setting for the concert?
Well, this piece by Corelli, I mean, he's a famous Baroque composer, so he's fair game for us. But I wanted to do a piece, I wanted to do an instrumental piece for this concert to fill it out and highlight the string section. And this is the one piece by him that has that designation that it was intended for Christmas, specifically the Pastorale, which we talked about earlier, is a serenade to the Christ Child, and it has kind of a drone and this very lovely, soothing, lullaby-like music. The rest of the concerto could be performed at any time, I suppose, and none of the other concertos contained in that opus are similarly ascribed to another occasion like this is. It's unique in that way. And it's the one piece in the program that the audience will universally recognize probably and associate with.
Okay. I'm hoping we'll have time for a little of it at the end of the interview.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Now, the program is called A German Baroque Christmas. So what else have you planned for Saturday evening?
You want a candid response? That I think that's a matter of a result of our cut-and-paste computer generation.
Oh, okay.
We've done German Baroque Christmas for a few years. We didn't last year, as I recall. I'm losing track of which year it was, but we've done some French Baroque Christmases. But we return to the German stuff because we do, in the second half, as you may know, audience participation. And they get to sing some well-known, mostly German, carols like Lohau Rosair Blooming. And they sing mighty well, I might say. But this year, obviously, Corelli's not German.
Mm-hmm.
Zelenka was Bohemian, the Czech Republic, but he worked in Dresden. He was really exact contemporary of Bach and Handel. So he has Germanic ties. But even the music in the second half is by no means exclusively German. And I did something very different this year. I decided rather than put together a collage of sort of German pieces, I would feature some other things that might be also attractive to the audience. So we're doing Veni Emmanuel as the opening piece, and we're singing some other Joy to the World. We're closing with Joy to the World, which is certainly not German. So I think what happened is that in the construction of the publicity and the PR, we just forgot to delete German. And so it's a Baroque Christmas.
Christmas, okay.
Yeah, and maybe given the economy, it is in more ways than one.
Okay. Well, have you brought any sample, an example of what we're going to hear in the second half of the program?
Yes. The second half, as I said, has been largely kind of a series of pieces, largely by Michael Vertorius, that the choir sang a verse of, and it was kind of doing this kind of alternation back and forth with the audience. This year, we're doing the Zelenka Magnificat in the first part with the Corelli, and it's a short piece. They're both fairly short pieces. And so we were also doing four what I call seasonal motets, works for that season by Schütz, Hassler, William Byrd, who's not Baroque either and not German, and a fourth one who escapes me, right? Schwelling. That's one we're going to play.
Okay.
This is Hodie Christus Natus Est, which is perhaps one of the, certainly Schwelling's most well-known piece, and a motet, a setting of the words, Today Christ is Born, written by Schwelling at the very end of the 16th and the beginning of the 17th century.
Okay.
Oh,
And again, what was that?
Hodie Christus Natus Est by Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck, a Dutch composer who straddled the 17th and 18th centuries, basically. That piece is remarkable for use of the no way, no way, no way refrain, which is what typifies even more than the text itself, its use at Christmas time. And, oh, by the way, that performance was by the Illinois Concert Choir.
Yes?
Yeah. Okay. Not Bach, but another group I do.
You're a very busy, very busy guy. Yeah. I mean, I looked over your thumbnail biography, and I thought, oh, my goodness, you're a busy guy.
Yeah, and this program is very labor-intensive because I did all the arrangements for the audience sing-along stuff, and I have to do that and then generate the parts and do the rehearsing. I mean, it's very Baroque in a way because back then Bach and Handel did all that stuff themselves, and they didn't have computers to help. So there's a lot of work involved in it.
Yeah. Well, tell us about this group. Tell us about Bach. How many members? Who are you? You all came together in 1996.
Yes. We started with a free concert the summer of 96, and it was so popular and well-received that we decided we needed to do it again. And gradually, we've morphed into one of those 503C or whatever that's called in the tax code, not-for-profit groups like the Prairie Ensemble and others in town that offer a series of four concerts a season and allow people in the community to participate. We also, like the Prairie Ensemble, with whom we share many similarities, perform in a variety of venues, although we've gotten kind of locked into Holy Cross for this concert in December because it's just a very special room acoustically and all decorated. But there isn't a fixed number of people. That's been the plan from the beginning, and it's varied. So it was started as a project-based ensemble, and then when we did Matthew Passion in 2000, I think the Bach Chorus was born, and it's the sole continuing group that goes throughout the year, and then so they figure heavily into our concert planning, and then we hire instrumentalists and soloists as needed.
Yeah. Now, the concert that's coming up on Saturday evening, how do we get tickets? Can we get them at the door?
They're available at the door. They're available online at I never can remember the web address. You've got it there on the flyer, probably.
No, it's not on there.
I think TechLine is selling.
Here it is, www.baroqueartists.org.
Well, how original is that? and I would like to point out to the many people who've called and written, because normally we do this concert on Sunday, and a lot of people are very upset that we're doing it on Saturday, and I apologize for that, but when putting the season together, I looked at the date of December 21st and somehow thought, that's too close to Christmas, and I was worried about having an audience, having singers, having instrumentalists, and so I apologize to those people who had, you know, in their minds planned to come on Sunday and made other plans for Saturday. We won't do it again, I promise.
Okay, so it's this Saturday, December 20th, 2008, 7:30 p.m., Holy Cross Catholic Church at 405 West Clark Street in Champaign, the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana, their Christmas concert. And as promised, let's finish up with another excerpt from Corelli. This is from the final movement.